Kennedy is manifestly unqualified for the job he seeks.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Later today, there's a committee vote on Tulsi Gabbard, the Trump choice for Director of National Intelligence. China fired back quickly as the U.S. imposed new tariffs. Beijing imposing measures of its own, including tariffs, and ordering an antitrust investigation into Google. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The 10% tariff on Chinese goods took effect at midnight, and shortly after, China announced their retaliation, imposing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S.
Mexico's president has begun to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the border, part of a deal to pause planned U.S. tariffs. The Justice Department wants information from the FBI today about agents who worked Capitol attack cases. CBS's Scott McFarlane in Washington.
Agents were ordered to fill out a questionnaire detailing the work they conducted into the January 6th attack, including whether they made any arrests or executed any searches. It's raising fears there could be a major purge, gutting the agency of the experienced investigators who handle child exploitation cases, gun crimes, counterterrorism.
President Trump meets with Israel's prime minister today. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Here in Israel, the families and most of society at large are desperate to see more hostages released, many of them crediting Trump for making this deal possible.
Overseas, a mass shooting at an adult education center in Sweden. Reporter Warren Bull of our partners at the BBC says five people have been shot. One may be the shooter. Conditions are not clear.
At just after 12:30 local time, Swedish police were alerted to a possible shooting in Örebro. Loud bangs could be heard at the Risbergska school, with witnesses saying they believed an automatic weapon was being discharged. Pictures published by Swedish media appear to show pupils hiding under their desks at the school.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 17 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a suspicious death discovered in Kenosha early yesterday. In the afternoon, police were searching for a person of interest. By nighttime, an arrest. 41-year-old Justin Tursik was considered armed and dangerous during that search. There's still not a lot known about that death at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. A lockdown was called yesterday at Wisconsin Lutheran in Racine. It was after a man, possibly intoxicated, approached students with what appeared to be a gun during recess. The suspect was later found and arrested with a gun in his possession after a search. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. American Family Field is introducing several upgrades for the 2025 season. It includes a food truck park and a facial recognition system at the gates. Seating will be slightly reduced on the terrace level due to the Brewers expanding their office space. An Amber Alert remains active for a 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin is believed to be with the father of her unborn child, a 40-year-old man. They are thought to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College college hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Whatever happened to these guys? And JoJo.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged.
to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hollies on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. I mentioned a little bit about the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo that's coming up in a few weeks. It's March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall and is presented by Racine County Eye. There's going to be things, experts on sustainable living, live demonstrations, a lot of great things that you can take advantage of. Wellness practitioners, home remodeling, energy efficiency, much more. And WRJN going to be there broadcasting live. Memorial Hall, March 1st, 2nd, 10 until 4. Tickets available at the door. And if you want more information, you go to this website, RacineCountyEye.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Pringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Pringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polly Tennessee. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Stop my love lightning striking up. nature's taken over my highway track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Christie's Lightning Strikes. Paul Harvey is around again and again and again and again, twice daily, Monday through Friday, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 every weekday. So there's another one coming up in just a matter of minutes here. Stick around for that on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the station with this update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You can vote today. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election gets going today, allowing people to cast their ballots in person ahead of the official voting day. Ballots everywhere are a little different with a school referendum in Kenosha. This is the primary with the spring election in April. In-person absentee voting will continue through February 16th. To see your ballot and to find out how to vote, check out my vote.wi.gov. A drunk guy with a gun apparently caused a scare at a Racine school yesterday. A lockdown was put in place at Wisconsin Lutheran School after teachers reported a man, possibly intoxicated, approaching sixth grade students during recess. He had what appeared to be a gun. Police got there quickly but didn't find the suspect. That led to a search where he was eventually found with a gun in his possession. We're working on learning more. An Amber Alert is still active for a 16-year-old pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen at her home on Sunday. She's believed to be with a 40-year-old man. Police say he's the father of her unborn child. A vehicle to watch for is a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates starting with BBR. Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025 with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level. And sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds packing us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
Oh,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Welcome to the poor side of town. That's where I park my car at night. WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Boys High School Basketball, Park and Case going at it. Thursday night, pregame, 6:30, WRJN.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know why that's true. Cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my.
Like the Four Seasons, the Rascals were out of Jersey. That's good loving from them. And out of the Bronx, or no, wait, excuse me, it was Brooklyn. don't confuse that with anybody from New York. You'll get beat up. Here's Simon and Garfunkel from Brooklyn on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't. When you're down and out,
when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Never let us part. Ooh, never leave me. Please don't deceive me. I want you only. You must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this.
Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I reminisce. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that
some sweet soul music from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Here's more sweet soul music from Arthur Conley on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Stand by for news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Robert F. Kennedy is a step closer to becoming the nation's health secretary after a Senate committee approved his nomination.
There was strong opposition from Democrats, including Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, who recalled President Trump saying he wants Kennedy to go wild at the agency.
Of all the things that I can think of that I'd like to see a secretary of Health and Human Services do, go wild is not on the list.
But Republican Tom Tillis retorted,
I hope he goes wild and actually finds a way to reduce the cost of health care.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
There's a committee vote later today on Tulsi Gabbard's nomination to be Director of National Intelligence. Responding to new Trump administration tariffs, China moved today to slap a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products and a 10% tariff on crude oil, farm machinery, and some cars imported from the U.S. Asia analyst Gordon Chang.
Beijing is now extraordinarily reliant on the American market and therefore can't allow American consumers to turn away from Chinese goods.
Here at home, the story of some migrant workers who were exploited.
60 migrant workers at the logistics company E-Green Transport Corporation in Savannah, Georgia, will split $580,000, just under $10,000 each. The U.S. Labor Department found that the company exploited the workers since the beginning of last year. Federal investigators found the company committed minimum wage violations, overtime violations, and illegally retaliated.